Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to today's podcast. I am your podcast host, Sharita Berry of Holistic Talk. And today we're going to go over some things that you can do throughout the week to help with mindfulness, meditation-wise, exercise-wise, a whole bunch of things that you can do to help your overall health and wellness routine on this week. Remember, this podcast is for educational purposes only, not intended to treat, cure, diagnose, or prevent sicknesses, illnesses, or disease, or mental health issues. If you're making any lifestyle changes to your health and wellness routine for yourself or your family, please consult with your medical doctor first. And welcome on today. So the first one is wake up mindfully. Wake up mindfully. That's right. Every day is a new beginning. Don't start off feeling clouded by yesterday's worries. So wake up mindfully. And this is what you're going to do. One morning this week, note your state of mind before arising from bed. Then think on something that could make you smile or feel grateful that day. That's right. Wake up mindfully. Another tip, hang it backwards. Here's a super easy way to restore order to your bedroom closet, or to his or her closet, or to your kid's closet, or why not all the closets in your house. Turn your hangers around after you wear and wash an item, or after you wash an item and hang up an item. Put it back facing forward, and eventually you'll see which clothes or which things that you no longer wear or no longer use. One day this week, reverse all the hangers in the closet. That's right. In the closet in the hallway, by the door, you may got some coats hanging up, jackets hanging up, sweaters hanging up, scarves hanging up. And your linen closet, you might got something hanging up in his or her closet, and your kid's closet. Hey, hang it backwards. And here's another tip as well to wrap it all up. Soak up the sun. That's right. Soak up the sun this week. Hey, wait a minute. Soak up the sun. It might be a little bit of cloudy, but you still can soak up the sun. Welcome the new day by charging your body with a morning workout. The energy boost will leave you feeling sunny even on a cloudy day. That's right. So it might be cloudy this week, but I guarantee the more you work out every morning and burn that energy, hey, it will leave you feeling sunny, sunny, sunny on the inside. This week, exercise at least one morning. If needed, wake up 10 minutes early to fit it in. You might be saying, well, I don't do exercise. Well, there's a lot of exercise you can do. For those that are disabled or physically challenged, you can do exercise in your chair by doing some arm movements, neck movements, or lifting your legs up or lifting your legs down, things like that. Or you may be a paraplegic and can't do exercise, but you can move your neck. And there are certain neck exercises that you can do. You may be paralyzed from the waist down. Instead, there are upper body exercises you could do. So there's lots of different exercises that you could do to feel, to soak up and soak up the sun. That's right. There are finger exercises. There are eyes exercises. There's exercise to help tighten the chin, the cheeks, all different types of exercise. So what are you going to do? Soak up the sun this week. Come on now. Let's get some energy boosting going here. And it will leave you feeling sunny, even on a cloudy day. And get this, even on a rainy day at that. So, I thank you for tuning in today's podcast. And let's not forget, this is just the start to get your juices rolling. But these tips is just to help you boost your overall health and wellness routine, doing mindfulness, meditation, or whatever you do to keep your body, mind, and soul, and spirit in good shape. Thank you for tuning in. Deuce, pieces, and namaste.